do theirs. And Paul, try and remember it's third watch, not second. Third watch, the big man said through hair and frozen snot. Me and Softfoot. I remember, chat. The moon would be black tonight, and they had jiggered the watches so as to have eight of their own standing sentry, with two more guarding the horses. It wasn't going to get much riper than that. Besides, the wildlings could be upon them any day now. Chet meant to be well away from here before that happened. He meant to live. 300 sworn brothers of the Night's Watch had ridden north, 200 from Castle Black, and another 100 from the Shadow Tower. It was the biggest ranging in living memory, near to a third of the Watcher's strength. They meant to find Ben Stark, Sir Waymar Royce, and the other rangers who'd gone missing, and discover why the wildlings were leaving their villages. Well, they were no closer to Stark and Royce than when they'd left the wall, but they'd learn where all the wildlings had gone, up into the icy heights of the godforsaken Frostfangs. They could squat up there till the end of time, and it wouldn't prick Chet's boils none. But no, they were coming down, down the Milkwater. Chet raised his eyes, and there it was.